it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The PHNX Sun Devil Show. I'm Anthony Tokyo. This guy right here. That's Eric Ruby. We got DJ Caroline behind the Mac making all the magic happen. And you guys, you guys are Sun Devil fans. So do us a solid. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And leave a five-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Music, the streets, wherever you get your podcasts.
I get my podcasts from the streets.
No, yeah, that's
fair. Where I get my podcasts.
That's absolutely fair. I get mine from my local grocery store, but hey, it is what it is at this point. Eric, we got a lot to get into today. The tail end of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about a very unique article that was written about Herm Edwards. We'll talk about that at the tail end of the show because I think we both have some opinions on that piece. We're going to talk a little bit about the transfer portal. Over the last 365 days, The Athletic released an article just in terms of some of the numbers in the stats as it relates to really how the portal has changed over the last year. We're going to be talking about some potential transfer targets for the Arizona State
Sun
Devils.
The next great Arizona State quarterback.
Stop it. You're going to stop that right there.
The next legendary guy.
Stop it right there. Right there.
To step foot in Tempe and slang the rock.
In the meantime, let's talk about potentially a hometown hero for the Arizona State Sun Devils. Let's start with something that everybody in the maroon and gold can get behind, and that is this. Brophy Broncos offensive tackle Logan Powell releasing his top five this morning. And guess what, Eric?
What?
The Arizona State Sun Devils cracked the top five along with Alabama, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. So let me tell you a little bit about Logan Powell. 6'4", 280 pounds with a year to go at the high school level. Didn't know if you know that. That's pretty damn big for a high schooler. He's also the number one offensive tackle prospect in the state of Arizona for the class of 2025. This kid is he's the real deal, man. Four-star, blue-chip guy, and it would be absolutely just, you can't even find the words to describe the meaning of Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham being able to get a guy of this caliber just 18 months in to actually commit to Arizona State.
I think I got a word.
Let's hear it.
Great.
Great.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great, man. Yeah. No, we just talked yesterday kind of about how the first wave of in-state guys that are higher ranked are starting to commit. And I think, like, not to take a moral victory, but just the fact that they are in the top five, mm-hmm. you know, with some other very good programs, is a positive. And if they are able to secure him and get him, I mean, you would set a massive tone in the state of Arizona. Like, and Sweet Prince Kenny Doll in the chat says, not just number one offensive tackle, but number one player.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking cream of the crop in a state that has a lot of football talent, a vast depth of it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I don't even think it's that crazy.
But can you, like, just think about it? Because Arizona State doesn't, like, in the past, this isn't something that happens. This isn't something where we sit here and we're like, hey, imagine Arizona State getting the number one player in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, it hasn't happened, but that has been the main mission of Kenny Dillingham from the moment he stepped in through the door. Was like, I'm from here, I love here, and I know that this place has so much talent. And the number one way that the Sun Devils are going to regain like notoriety is by getting kids to stay home.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to downplay it, but this is kind of what I expected. Yeah. Right now, I'm not going to sit in here and be like, I expect him to go to Arizona State. I think that that still might be a massive jump. It's obviously possible.
I don't think it's a massive jump.
No, but like to say it's 100% secured, like he has to come here. You know what I mean? Like I could see why he would look at some of the other names or schools on his list and consider it at least, right? But the fact that Arizona State's in contention is exactly what I expected.
Oh my God.
At this point.
It would be so damn cool. It would be so damn cool if you had a four-star number one player in the state of Arizona, class 2025, commit to Arizona State. And I'll tell you what, if he commits to Arizona State, a class of 2025 for the Sun Devils that is already number 18 in the country and number 3 in the Big 12, that commitment right there immediately, like,
that probably puts you to the top of the,
it
top of the Big 12.
It catapults you to the top, yeah, at least very, very slightly behind Texas Tech. You jump UCF, which they're almost ahead of UCF already, and it would put you top 15.
I mean,
it would put you top 15.
So Texas Tech, if we're looking at just points, right, they're at 152.79. Arizona State's at 138.01, and UCF's at 138.87. I mean, if you get a guy like this, you're probably threatening number one. I don't know if you're
Can you imagine
sure there.
After a 3-9 season? Well, like, right. He's coached one damn season.
Yeah.
He's coached one year.
But people like him. Like, and that's the thing is we've sat up here for such a long time and we've sang his praises. And I know sometimes you get a lot of crap for singing the praises of a program that has had the on-paper success that Arizona State has had over the past year. But this is why you believe, right? And obviously,
tell
it's
me. I want you to sell this to me like a damn Disney movie,
all
Eric.
Right, I got you. This is why you believe, because at the lowest of lows, at a point where it seemed like there was no way out, it was just darkness. Darkness everywhere.
Okay.
Pain. Suffering. Violations. Firings. Losses. Incompetence. It was everywhere. And then an unlikely hero, the youngest head coach
in
all
starts.
Of college football, decides, not only am I going to coach, I'm going to go home.
Mm.
I'm going to go to the place that I'm from, the place that I love, like the place Daughtry that I believe
song,
in.
The Daughtry song Home playing in the background.
The place I believe in. And not only am I going to take it and make it better, I'm going to make it my baby.
Mm.
I'm going to show people what it's like to care, to Amen. Invest in a community.
Amen.
To be a man of your word who invests in the community. And you know what? This is what happens. And this is just like, this is still the beginning. It's been a year and a half.
That crushes like, in the box office, by like, the way.
Like it's coming to theaters 2026.
There we go. Like, listen, it's just the beginning. There's going to be a couple sequels too, right? Like we're laying the groundwork here. And like, I'm not going to try to overreact and do backflips because ASU's in a top five, but like.
Can you promise me something?
What?
If they get this kid, I want you to try and do a backflip on the show.
I'm not going to do it in the studio.
But we can get it on camera.
I'll try. Yeah, I'll try.
You have to legit try to do a backflip.
Yeah.
A studio. New floors. Perfect.
A I have
studio.
Done. I have
on
done.
On the wood floors.
I've done a backflip
have
before.
Have you?
I've done a backflip
Okay.
Before.
You have to. If Arizona State.
It was
State,
a long time ago.
If Arizona State. Logan Powell. If you're watching this. If you commit to Arizona State. Just know.
I will
know
do a backflip.
This guy right here. He's going to attempt to do a backflip. Okay. And I'm telling you right now. There's no way it goes well.
Hey, whoa, wait. Okay, listen, now it's not going to go great. Okay, I will tell you that.
No way you landed, bro.
I'd say I get close. I'd say I get close.
Yeah,
I probably
close
don't
means
land
you
it.
Hit your shins on the wood floor.
I probably don't land it. Listen, if you think
That's
I'm doing this on
your
wood,
face, yeah.
If you think I'm doing this on wood floor or concrete, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Where are you? Not doing
a
trampoline. You're not doing a trampoline. I'm not letting you.
No, not trampoline. I'll find a place. I got my sources. I got my locations.
The middle of Sun Devil Field?
If they let me, I would do that.
Okay.
If they let me, I would do that.
Okay. Kenny, it's to you too, man. If you're able to get Logan, we got to get this guy at the 50. Maybe week one. Week one, you start.
I'm the halftime entertainment.
Marching band comes out, Sparky and Eric.
Oh my gosh. That is absolutely insane. No, it would go a long way.
Sweet Prince Kenny says, hatless Speedo. Brother, I need a haircut so bad. My hair is like coming out of the front. And it's not a good look.
It'd be tough.
It's
It'd
not
be
a
tough.
Good look.
No, look, in all seriousness, if Logan Powell were to commit to Arizona State, it would be massive. And this already is big for the Sun Devils to have landed in that top five for a blue chip guy like Logan Powell. You talk about the offensive line, the impact that it has already for the Sun Devils. You saw the injury bug hit it last year. You know, the potential issues and struggles this year with pass protection, and to be able to get a young guy like Logan Powell would obviously be huge moving forward. But
yeah,
let's go ahead, transition, talk about some of the older guys that we do. That are in the transfer portal that could potentially be coming to Arizona State. Oh, I know, man. There is one specifically that people would like to talk about, so we'll go ahead. We'll
would
get
they
that
like
out
us
there.
To talk about it, or would they like us to just avoid it at all costs?
Let's get there, okay? Let's talk about Nebraska quarterback Jeff Sims, Mike Luke's favorite quarterback. In 2023, Sims, 282 yards, a touchdown, 6 INTs. 20.5 QBR. This guy, he does turn the ball over a whole hell of a lot. In 2020, 13 INTs to 13 touchdowns. In 2021, 12 touchdowns to 7 INTs. 2022, 5 touchdowns to 3 INTs. And then we brought up the stats this year, 1 touchdown to 6 INTs. Not to mention, he does fumble the ball a lot.
Awesome.
He is a little bit prone to not being able to hang on to the rock. So that is certainly an issue. But I want to calm the nerves here. I want to ease the nerves.
Please. Okay.
Two things, or three things that I'll say. Do you remember Bo Nix? I'm not saying Jeff Sims is Bo Nix. I'm saying, do you remember where Bo Nix was at Auburn in his career before Kenny Dillingham got him to Oregon?
Yes,
he wasn't a very good quarterback, right?
I know.
Okay, Florida State. Do you know who Jordan Travis is?
I am aware.
Were you aware of Jordan Travis's career prior to Kenny Dillingham getting him?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as when
system.
It was with Kenny Dillingham.
Now, do you remember Jaden Daniels?
No.
You don't remember Jaden Daniels?
I can't say I'm familiar.
Well, let me tell you. Jaden Daniels was an Arizona State quarterback. It didn't necessarily, you know, have the prettiest of careers at Arizona State. Went to LSU. And can I tell you what Jaden Daniels is doing today?
I'd prefer you didn't, actually.
Heisman winning quarterback, projected top 3 pick in Thursday's first round of the NFL draft. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that Jeff Sims is going to be
buddy,
those guys,
stretch.
But I'm saying that things like that happen. Okay.
And when I told you
that Arizona State was going to go get a veteran quarterback in the portal, which I did say, I told you that there wasn't an expectation that that guy, whoever it was necessarily going to be coming in to be a starting quarterback. Okay.
I hope not.
Jeff Sims, in my estimation, is not coming here to be a starting quarterback. At least that is not Kenny Dillingham and Marcus Arroyo's thought process. Again, this is just my two cents on the situation. I could be totally wrong. I could absolutely be wrong. Maybe they do want to bring him in and be a huge part of the competition. I don't see that happening. What I see more so is you've got a guy in Trenton Bourget that is a veteran leader that has been here quarterback after quarterback after quarterback after quarterback after quarterback.
After quarterback.
After quarterback.
Yeah.
He's remained true to being an Arizona State Sun Devil. He's going to be an Arizona State Sun Devil through and through. I think he is a quarterback. There's a lot of people throw a lot of hate at Trenton Bourget for, you know, a couple throws last season.
Yeah.
Right? Without really evaluating the entire situation of what was going on. I am very comfortable with Trenton Bourget being QB2 for the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Absolutely.
There is a situation where Trenton Bourget has to step in to be QB1. I am comfortable with him stepping into that role, considering what he's shown over the course of the last few seasons at Arizona State. Am I saying that he is going to be Caleb Williams? No. But that's not what Kenny Dillingham has had in the past to succeed. Now, let's talk about Sam Levitt. Sam Levitt, redshirt freshman, played at Michigan State. You know, didn't blow anybody, you know, crazy there, right? It wasn't, wasn't a ridiculous performance. Wasn't a ridiculous performance, right or wrong?
You are so right.
Okay. He, from what we've seen and what Kenny has said, is it's likely that Sam Levitt is going to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Yeah.
True or false?
Correct.
So that leaves you with those two scholarship quarterbacks and Navi. Navi's not a scholarship quarterback right now. You don't want to see Navi on the field freshman season. You just don't, right? He's still got a ways to go. So you bring in a guy like Sims that has experienced other conferences, that has played a lot of college football, good or bad. Okay?
Or.
and he is now stepping into another veteran leadership role at Arizona State. Now, it could go one of three ways, okay? Option one, he miraculously has a Jordan Travis, Bo Nix-like arc in Arizona State, lands themselves a top five quarterback next year. Not the likely option. I will throw that out there. Option number two, he comes in. He's a veteran. These quarterbacks, specifically Navi and Sam, are able to learn a little bit, right? Just in terms of the game, the speed of it, how they can function. That's option two. That's the option that I see more than likely. I see if Sims does commit to Arizona State, then I think he's QB3.
Yeah.
Third option, lost my train of thought.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, if you're banking on him to come in and be QB1 or 2, then this is the wrong move.
I also don't think he's going to be the only quarterback that they get.
Well, okay, and that is kind of like a softening blow as well.
That's what I do, man. I hit you with cupcakes. That's what I do.
Cupcake sounds good.
Right?
But I don't know how much more value Jeff Sims can bring in than somebody else. And it's like, if you're bringing in two quarterbacks, like, I don't know, do you need to bring in two more quarterbacks? Is that necessary? I know we have like PTSD from last season, but like...
Well, last season, how many quarterbacks did you need?
But last season should be...
Last season, your running back played
such
quarterback.
Such an anomaly,
last
dude.
Season, your tight end played quarterback.
Yeah, I get it. But like, knock on wood, that should not be as big of a problem this year. You should not be running through this many quarterbacks. You just shouldn't be.
Yeah, but you never know.
No, you never know. But I'm just saying, do you need to bring in two more? And does one of them have to be Jeff Sims?
I don't know. Like, is he the turnover.
Is he going to be some incredible locker room presence, calming guy for the quarterback room? Like, I don't know. What can he bring that Trenton Bourget doesn't bring? And if Trenton Bourget gets
injured... Trenton Bourget has been at Arizona State his entire career.
Okay.
Jeff Sims is not.
Okay.
Jeff Sims has played at a couple different universities.
Okay.
There is...
But you're not you're not asking Jeff Sims to perform on the field.
No, but like, what I'm saying is... And this goes back to, for once, I'm actually equating football to Bobby Hurley's basketball. Bobby Hurley said something that was interesting to me. This was years ago when the portal, when I believe he had just gotten Frankie Collins, in terms of getting players in the portal to your program.
Okay.
He sits down with those guys afterwards, asks them what it was like. Just, this is coach and player. What was it like to play at TCU? What was it like to play at Michigan? What was it like to play at Nevada? Because there are different systems, there are different styles, there are different recruiting methods, there are different ways to practice, there are different ways of nutrition. There are a bunch of different ways that these programs function in college football. So from coach to quarterback, I can see that being a little bit of a conversation regardless of Kenny having been in different places. Now, if I'm Sam Levitt and Trenton Bourget, and I am trying to be the best quarterback and best player I can possibly be, is it a negative for those two to ask questions about other systems, programs, players, etc.?
No, it's not
from a guy who's been to two different programs.
It's not a negative, but is he the only option? Like, there are other guys that have been to other schools.
There
are.
And
it's like he's been to Georgia Tech
and
like Nebraska.
I gave an option in the audio only podcast.
That's fair.
That's my dream option, but he's not Jeff Sims. I didn't say Jeff Sims was my dream.
No,
I don't go to sleep at night,
okay.
Rest my head on this pillow, and I'm like, oh, Jeff Sims, please be a Sun Devil. That's not
really
what I'm fucking doing.
I saw you take off your Sims jersey before you got in.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay, man.
30
that was Phil Sims. Phil Sims, maybe. Okay?
Okay. No, listen, I get what you're saying. Okay, fine. It's not a complete negative. I'll stop being a negative Nancy. Fine. Like, it's fine.
Everyone's losing their shit over this guy potentially coming here like, that's it. Hang it up. Jeff Sims is the starter, ladies and gentlemen. Like, that's not how this is going to work.
Treat our microphones nice, okay? They're not Jeff Sims. You can't just throw them
around. Oh, my gosh. Just throw them away. Is this the football?
It's okay. If Jeff Sims threw the microphone, somebody else would have caught it before it hit the table. It's fine. If he's a 33 quarterback, it's fine. I would prefer somebody else, but
it's
fine.
I don't think I really don't think he's coming here to be the starting quarterback. Now,
he better not be.
He probably thinks that he's going to come in here and compete right away. I think that's absolutely what, I mean, any player is going to tell you that they're going to want to compete for the starting job. I don't think that's like, I don't think it's realistic. Okay. I don't think it's realistic. Again, I think it is more, and Kenny has said this in the past, he is going to do what's in the best interest of the program. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you could tell me what you think of this.
Please.
Is Logan Powell, the number one offensive prospect in the state of Arizona, potentially going to commit to Arizona State?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because of the culture and Kenny Dillingham. Mm-hmm. I see where you're setting me up for. I see this coming. You're throwing a fastball. I'm taking the shit yard.
Jordan Tyson, one of the best wide receivers in college football, left Colorado, entered the transfer portal, committed to Arizona State. Why?
Because of the culture
and because of Kenny Dillingham. So do you trust Kenny Dillingham?
Yes, I trust Kenny Dillingham.
Okay, so let's see what
he can do. Okay, fine. You put me in my corner. Put me in my corner.
Nobody puts Ruby in the corner, but look.
You sit over there. You're right all the time.
I'm not saying I'm right. I could be wrong. I'm just saying let Chef Kenny cook.
No,
He hasn't cooked anything bad yet.
I get you. I understand. And I do trust Kenny. And if he does get in, if he gets in the system, if he gets in the
program. Kenny's not Matt Rule.
I'm sure he'll find a way to be positive. If there are other options, I'd prefer them, but it's not going to burn the program down. So
yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's okay. You're right.
He's not here to set Tempe ablaze, man. Like, it's okay.
I sure hope not. He might miss and hit Mesa.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Come on, dude. He had one touchdown and six interceptions this year. I'm going to make some jokes.
I give you that. That's funny. Let's talk about some other potential transfers. Okay. You know the depth that Arizona State obviously needs at that quarterback room. We talked about the two scholarship quarterbacks that they have on the roster as it stands right now. Arizona State also in play for Jamon Tapp, a Texas Longhorns edge rusher in 2023, 8 total tackles. Nothing ridiculous jumps off the tape from him. 6'3", 266 pounds. But what I will say about Tapp is last year, Arizona State, they got a transfer from Texas. Do you remember his name?
Oh, from Tech. Oh my God.
Edge rusher.
I'm blanking.
Prince Dorba. Arizona State in sacks last season until he got hurt, right?
Yeah.
Prince Dorba is like projected as it stands right now to be one of the starting edge rushers for the Arizona State Sun Devils a year after transferring from Texas to ASU. I think Arizona State has had some decent success with edge rusher specifically from Texas. And if you want to talk about just Texas guys in general,
yeah,
Jake Smith, another dude from Texas transferring to Arizona State.
And I mean, similar production in Texas for Dorba and for Tapp. I mean, you're right. We're not a lot jumps out on the page. It's another one of those transfers that you're looking at that was a really high recruit.
Yeah.
Coming out of high school.
Literally a point away from being a...
he was almost a 5-star.
Oh no. Yeah. He was a 4-star.
He was a 4-star. He was almost a 5-star. Like really good player, a top 10 player in Louisiana, which I'm pretty sure he's from.
Yeah.
Donaldsonville. So shout out to Donald in the chat. I don't mind like looking into him. I'm not going to go in and like bank on just like he's going to come in and be a difference maker like a Prince Dorba.
Absolutely.
But another transfer portal player that has a lot of eligibility left. And that's kind of been the method for Kenny is he wants to get guys in here that are going to stick around.
Yep.
And they're going to be here for the long haul. But I'm not going to lose my mind if he doesn't come here. Like he hasn't put enough on film or on paper to be like, this is a must get for ASU. But if they do get it, I mean, it's a good shot on somebody who had a lot of potential, didn't have a lot of success at Texas, struggled to climb up the depth chart there and could have a lot of impact here.
Yeah.
So stop it, Eric. You're being bad today. I don't know if that was my comment about Donaldson or not remembering that Prince Dorba came from Texas.
Sweet Prince
Kenny,
Big 12 experience is huge. It absolutely is huge. And you talk about, we talk significantly on the show when you get like transfers that didn't necessarily pan out or it took them a little bit to get to where they're at their respective programs. You look at what Tapp did the high school ranks to be able to collect the offers that he did. Alabama, Baylor, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, LSU, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, USC, just to name a few. Those guys know what they're talking about.
Yeah. No, I... he. coming out of high school, he was a very big deal. I mean, like, he's just one of those, like, stories of you go to college and it just doesn't really work out.
And that could be system. It could be system, could be coaching.
It could be location. Yeah, like you said, like environment. A lot of that stuff can really alter how your performance is in college. And going to a place like ASU, where a lot of the players that want to come to ASU want to play in this specific scheme. And he could be one that thrives in it as well. And I always like a three-sport athlete or multi-sport athlete. Yeah. I like it when you kind of spread it around. I think athletically you just become a lot more diverse. He played football, basketball, and did track and field.
Yeah.
And so that's a good range for having really good high school tape and not a lot in college, but at the same time, like, that's kind of a part of trusting in the transfer portal, is trusting that your coaches have put in the work and time and scouted the right types of players to go after.
Yeah, it's super important. Again, I don't think he is coming here immediately to go out there and change the game.
No,
right?
But he could be a piece.
Exactly.
He could be a piece.
I'm not saying Tapp is coming in here to you know, put up 15 sacks. That would be crazy to assume he would be doing that.
If he did do that, I'd have to get me a jersey.
But what I will say is, like, you also have to understand that Kenny sees something in these guys. You understand the depth, right? The depth and the need of depth at this edge rusher position, specifically because of Anthony Cooper going down out for the season. Realistically, guys you trust, Clayton Smith.
Yep.
Prince Dorba.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Elijah O'Neal. Okay. Couple guys. Yeah. Couple guys. One goes down, you're in trouble. You don't have BJ Green on this roster anymore. I am absolutely okay with getting a guy in Jamon Tapp that has, you know, potential that we've seen this defense already be able to work with, in a guy like Clayton Smith from Oklahoma, in a guy in Prince Dorba from Texas at that same position, in other guys across the board, a Trey Brown transferring from Washington State to Arizona State in the interior of the Arizona State defense at that linebacker spot last year. On the outside, you talk about a guy, LaTerrence Welch, full of potential, transferring from LSU to ASU.
Speaking of LaTerrence Welch, I'm looking at 2022 top football recruits in Louisiana. And Tapp comes in at number 10. Emory Jones comes in at number 8.
You stop it.
I think it's a different Emory Jones because it's with an E. But what I'm really looking at is LaTerrence Welch is 12.
He's an Arizona State Sun Devil.
Correct. And what do we always say in the current era of transfer portal is that guys talk to each other.
Yeah.
And these guys, top 12 players in their state coming up at the same time, you have to imagine that they've run into each other, they know each other, or that, you know, they at least follow each other on certain socials. And who's to say that doesn't play into why he's going to be visiting? And who's to say if he eventually commits to coming here, that's not a big reason for it as well. And that's kind of the importance of LaTerrence Welch. Was another guy you're talking about, you're just kind of taking a shot on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he did not go to LSU and perform up to his ranking coming out of high school. And so he ends up at ASU in a system that hopefully uses him better. Maybe he loves it here and he's like, I see a fellow Louisianian. Is that what you call him? Louisianian?
I don't know.
That sounds right. Kind of.
Let's call him Tigers.
Go Tigers. And LaTerrence Welch over here, and you see Jamon Tapp, and you go, okay, like, I see the vision over here. Let me at least ask if ASU is the right place
to
go.
He's a beefy dude.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Bring Donald the beef. Bring us the likes. Guys, hit that like button. We're going to be talking about one more potential incoming transfer for the Arizona State Sun Devils. But first, I want to tell you how you guys can make some damn money over on the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Some of you are probably gearing up for the NFL draft. I know we are.
Woo,
just in terms of picking who is going to get selected where, you can bet on it over the BetMGM Sportsbook app. You can bet on the NBA playoffs. Mm. Sorry about your parlay pick last night.
Dude,
the Magic didn't
suck.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
It was rough. Also, the Sixers, my goodness.
Yeah,
they got robbed.
That's
but it's
why
okay.
That's why you got to watch the Betts show every day, okay? This is not the Betts show.
No,
Shane,
it's not the
does
Betts
the Betts show.
It's not the Betts show, but we'll tell you about the offer that they have over on the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Guys, BetMGM, they're introducing the MLB Grand Slam Jackpot, a weekly bet and get promotion. Place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a dinger every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if the player hits a Grand Slam on that day, They can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. Not to mention, if you haven't signed up at all for that BetMGM, I don't know what you're doing, because we tell you about it every single day. It's easy. It's easy to do. And they've got an offer for you. Just download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account and place a first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. And if the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. I know that was a lot of info for you, Eric, so I'm just going to tell you one more time.
Please, because I'm
sign
so
up
lost.
For BetMGM and use that bonus code PHNX. You there? You with
I'm
me?
I'm with you.
Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $10.
Okay.
And you're going to receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses.
That's it?
Sound easy enough?
That's it?
Sounds
and I get,
easy.
I get basically free
enough.
Money?
Free money. It's what they do. It's what they do. Guys, check out the show notes for full details. And now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Oh, and not only does BetMGM have a lovely app that that you can use, they also have an in-person sports book that you can use over at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Guys, Wild Horse Pass is the place to be, and it's the place to be this Friday, as we have a watch party, bang, bang, bang. That's supposed to be the size of the full screen, but whoever sent it, which was me, I sent it, apparently was not going to, there we go, watch party,
zoom,
baby.
Zoom.
It's going to be game three. Game two is tonight. We got something special going on for the diehards. I'm not going to tell y'all what that is, because if you're a diehard, you know about it, and if you're not, then you need to become a diehard.
We got something special for diehards?
Something special for the diehards tonight, all right? It's going to be a fun time, but this Friday, open to the public, absolutely free at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Wild Horse Pass. It is going to be such a fun time. Hopefully the Suns have it tied up 1-1. They got game two tonight and then a long layoff. A whole Suns crew is going to be out there. You can have some fun with us. It's always a good time over at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And if you want to stay for the weekend, you can do it, because they have a state-of-the-art gaming floor with over 800 slot machines, 15 blackjack tables, and live table games, not to mention Arizona's largest casino sportsbook. I had mentioned before, they've got a bunch of different dining, whether you want to get a slice of pizza, some Asian food, a steak, just eat by the pool, rooftop, whatever you want. They've got a whole range for you. And if you want to have a little staycation, you can do it there as well. So you head over to Gila River Resorts and Casinos, let them show you what Next Level is all about. And it's not just Wild Horse Pass, guys. They have so many different locations across the entire state. So you do you at any location of Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit playatgila.com for more details.
You want to talk about one more transfer?
I would love to.
Okay, let's talk about him. Josh Beetham, former Michigan Wolverines national champion, tight end. Can
pedigree.
I give you a little fun fact about Mr. Beetham?
I would love that.
So guess where he started his career in college?
Well, are you giving me the fun fact or am I guessing?
You're guessing, but I'm going to give you the fun fact. Yeah, don't even try and look at ESPN, you little baby boy. It's
okay,
not on
I did
there.
Try to cheat. I did try
there,
to cheat.
Cheater.
I have no clue. Where?
Take a guess.
Bumblefuck State.
No. Illinois. Well, kind of. I guess they're kind of one and the same thing.
One and the same.
He played quarterback.
Oh, he's a tight end. Kind of quarterback turned tight end.
Yes. A 6'5", 240-pound quarterback transitioning to tight end. Are you kidding me? Bring this man in. Bring this man in. He's got the national champion like blood in him, right?
Okay.
Because he was at Michigan. Now, I'll tell you what. This isn't a guy that was out there catching 10 passes for 100 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah.
He is not going to be a world beater type of tight end. But right now, you need depth if you are Jason Mons in Arizona State. Now, Beetham is not the only tight end. I believe a former Colorado tight end is also visiting Arizona State as well. Could see the Sun Devils bringing in potentially both of them. We will see, obviously, what happens. How would you feel about Beetham joining the Sun Devils?
I can't say I have super strong opinions.
Yeah.
Again, you're right on the whole depth perspective.
Wait,
especially
can you say one more time?
Oh my God!
Caroline, did you hear that? It was a little quiet, right?
I literally said it like eight times.
Was that an agreeable statement?
I said it eight times earlier in the show, but for some reason now we want to make a big deal.
Well,
out of
we're
it?
At the tail end of this specific conversation, so.
And you just want to hear that you're right again.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
You're right. And also, I think my main point here is that you're right. And let's not forget that you're also right.
I mean, I'm glad we are on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Again, get some depth in the tight end room. If you're talking about having conversations about how other programs operate, I would much rather learn about Michigan than Nebraska and Georgia Tech. So I'll use that argument against you.
He's so anti-Jeff Sims.
I'm going to use that argument against you. So checkmate, brother. I'd rather have him.
Checkmate, brother.
Checkmate.
Shout out, Sketch. Yeah. Love that dude.
Well, we'll take it. I'm not going to freak out. Wait, he has a SoundCloud attached to his Michigan football page.
We can explore that later.
I'm all in. Give him a starting role. Make him the quarterback. Like, I don't care. I'm all SoundCloud on the university athletics page. That's so hard.
It does go pretty hard. All right, let's talk about the article that The Athletic released. I believe it was this morning. Just kind of breaking down transfer numbers in terms of the portal over the last 365 days. Now, we're not going to get too deep into the weeds of everything that the article had to say, but there are some interesting stats that I would like to go over with you. Just please get your 2 cents and in the chat's 2 cents kind of on the portal, because we've seen it change obviously over the last year pretty dramatically. So starting with 497 scholarship transfers as of this morning. Okay. Up 47% from 2023. Jeez. We've almost doubled the number of scholarship transfers. And it is insane,
man,
to think about
that number is crazy. It feels like it though, right?
Yeah,
like I know we always say it's the new era of college athletics, just get used to it. It feels like it's up 40%.
That's a lot of players.
It's like half of everybody's roster basically. It's just gone.
Well, yeah, and you look, some programs hit harder than others. Colorado lost another 3 players this morning. Believe they're over 15 players having entered the portal already.
Hey, good thing they have a nice recruiting class for 2025 coming in. Dear Lord. You can tell Dion's really preparing for the future over there.
And Arizona State, on the flip side, has 4, right? So, yeah. Like, each program is getting hit a little bit differently, but you're right. There are players leaving every single program. I don't think there's a single program that could say they haven't had somebody leave.
There can't be, right?
I can't imagine. Maybe.
I mean, not in football when there's like 100 players.
Maybe
on the
Georgia.
Roster.
Maybe.
No, I'm sure there's somebody. No, there was a little skinny wide receiver dude. Oh, no, he transferred.
I love that guy. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
I
was thinking about a tier list that we did earlier where there was a
you're right.
But no, I'm sure somebody transferred from Georgia.
That's actually honestly how I would describe him too.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember his name, but I'm right.
So in terms of the transfers themselves, this number is probably, I mean, for me, it's a little bit more dramatic. 25% of that number are repeat transfers. Dudes that are transferring for either the second, third, or fourth time in their college career. What does that tell you about the state of college athletics right now? If 25% are repeat transfers.
What does it tell me about the state of college athletics?
Yeah, sorry. I know this feels like an interview.
No,
I feel like
I'm failing this interview, and that's not your fault. That's my fault. Hand up. Responsibility. Accountability.
Wow, and I'm right, and it's his fault?
Jeez, you're getting a lot out of me.
Wow.
Today. It must be a weird day. I think it just tells me that if you feel like you are not in the best position in one place, and you resort to just completely uprooting and changing everything, sometimes you feel like that's going to be the only solution. And if you've done it once and it doesn't succeed, then you're like, I guess I'll just do it again because I have the choice and I have the option and I'm not just going to stay here. I'm not trying to like make a statement on how people operate nowadays,
yeah,
but it's kind of like, it makes me feel like everybody thinks it's everybody else's fault, which sometimes it is. Like sometimes it is your situation. Sometimes it is who's surrounding you. But also at a certain point, you got to take things into your own hands. And if both of those numbers keep going up, like you're not going to be able to find sustained success in college athletics. Very rarely will you be able to hop around from school to school to school. And then all of a sudden, eventually everything works out and snaps into place for you.
Yeah, I agree. And I think on another side of that, it tells me that there's a lot of bullshit going on during the recruitment process of these transfers.
Yeah.
If I'm somebody that has a conversation with a coach and a staff, I get the idea of a scheme. I meet my teammates, whatever. I spend a season or even a spring, right? A spring camp with some of these guys. And I still, after the fact, feel like something's off. I feel like this isn't the program for me. I feel like maybe I've been lied to. I feel like maybe I was sold, you know, some false promises.
Yeah.
Which we know is something that happens in college athletics. It tells me that that's happening at the same rate, right? You see guys now transferring multiple times. And not only does it puts a bad reputation on them, I think, right? Especially if you're a guy that hasn't necessarily succeeded. If you're a guy that hasn't succeeded and you transferred multiple times, the public narrative of you is that you are afraid of competition,
uh-huh,
or that you're just not good enough. When in reality, there are situations out there where people are fed bullshit and they go through an entire year and they're like, why would I put up with this again?
Yeah, I mean, if you definitely, like, if you feel like you're lied to, and that's a fantastic point. I'm just going to keep singing your praises here because you're not going to get it any other day. So we're just going to keep it. We're going to keep it rolling today. That's a fantastic point because we've banged on that drum with Kenny, and he's even come out and said it. Like, I'm going to be real and I'm going to be honest with you. And that's why a lot of people say they came here,
mm-hmm,
is because they're like, Coach KD was real with me. He was honest with me. He told me what was going on. And you can probably look at some of the guys like Jaden Rashada. And I'm sure one of the reasons why he's transferring is because Kenny was honest about his situation and he wasn't feeding him bullshit. And in a world where there's so much of that, there's so much bullshit in college athletics where coaches and adults who are being put in a position to like look after and look in the best interest of like teenagers or mm-hmm early 20-year-olds, or in some cases, people who should be working in insurance. And you're supposed to like take their best interest to heart, but you're not because you're just thinking about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can I tell you to get you in the door so that I can milk you for all the value you're worth and then get you out if you're on the other way?
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. Like, that's sad. And it's an abuse of the system in one light, and then it's an abuse of the system in the other light where there are players who are just going around saying, I'm just going to leave whenever. I'm just going to do whatever. And I think the worst out of both parties gets brought out when you have such enticing options in front of you. But all that being said, I'm still pro, like, player empowerment.
I am,
right?
Too.
And so it's a really weird balance.
It is. It's different, but I think something that you can learn from the article that I think, I don't think anybody, there may have been people that enjoy the current system of the portal where you can just leave whenever, however, like for whatever.
Chaos lovers.
Yeah, which it's fine, I guess. My two cents is there always needs to be some regulations to it. I love players getting a piece of the pie with NIL. I think that's it's super, super important. But the way that the transfer portal is structured right now, it really is the Wild West. It's free agency, whatever you want to call it. And something definitely needs to be changed for that moving forward. So we'll see. We'll see in time. Another stat, 48% of those transfers are leaving Power 5 schools. So this is not necessarily the idea that people want to necessarily throw. It's the same people that love chaos in the transfer portal are also the same people that will defend the transfer portal not having regulations by saying, oh, well, it allows D3, D2 guys to move up to D2 and D1. And it's like a little farm system. And it's great. College football's never been better. When in reality, nearly 50% of 497 scholarship transfers are leaving programs like Colorado, Arizona State, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, mm-hmm, Wisconsin. They're leaving major programs to go to other major programs, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but that argument that the transfer portal is perfect without regulations because it allows D2 players to, you know, work their way up to D1 and they're set up for long-term success, that's BS.
No, it's stupid, and especially because a lot of the players that are leaving, they have, as they should, a lot higher of an opinion on themselves than is probably reality.
Yeah.
Right. And you are not playing and you don't get any looks at Colorado. And you're like, well, I'm just going to leave because surely somewhere else will want me. And then you end up in a worse situation because you just left and now you're going to a non-Power 5 school. And now maybe that is the place for you. And maybe you need to go there to get better. But because there's no regulations, because there's no guidance system as well, maybe less regulations, but maybe like a source of people who are there to like consult, like a group of consultants for players who are looking to transfer, where it's like, okay, here's your situation. Here are all the openings that I have here. And here's everybody else in transfer portal. Let me sit down with you and talk you through. This is the best decision for you, right? A party not affiliated with a certain school, trying to get you to do something or trying to get you out of there. Because if you just leave an ice cream bar, right, all out for a bunch of like 5 year olds, mm-hmm. they're gonna get sick. Right, like it doesn't matter. You're not gonna see them be like, "Oh, fair. I'm just gonna have one scoop." Right, but if and I'm not calling, I'm not
never takes
and
one,
and I'm not calling, like I'm not calling all these younger players who want to do this like dumb 5 year olds. But just as like a,
no, but it's also
a comparison. It's like if a parent is there to say, "Hey, you're gonna get one scoop and you're getting a little bit of toppings each," the child could still enjoy what they want, but not become sick and overindulge or make the wrong decision.
It doesn't even have to be kids. It doesn't even have to be kids with ice cream. Compare it to adults with ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You put enough money in front of somebody, they're going to say
something stupid.
Exactly.
Unless they have somebody there who's like, "Hey, bud, this is in your best interest. You probably shouldn't do the other thing."
Yeah. Are you talking like an agent?
Like an agent.
Like a sports agent?
Right. Yeah. But like, I don't want somebody who like signs people and takes a percentage of their NIL deal. Like I want a third party. Like,
you want the NCAA to do something good for the kids? That's what you're saying.
Lock me up.
Absurd.
Lock me up, baby. Lock me up. Yes. Wow. Because, and obviously it's not going to happen, but if you were just to have
those guys in charge,
like counselors, basically like transfer portal counselors who you can log in
portal
and you
parents.
Can sign portal. That goes hard. you log into a website, you type in, you know, all of your, not stats, but like, you know, your name and your school and what you're looking to do. And then they say, "Hey, we have an appointment at 2:15 next Thursday.
Yeah.
Why don't you come by and do that before making your decision?" I'm sure that would stop a couple people who are like, "I'm just going to do it because I have the option to do it." Right. And then they don't realize that if they stayed at a Power Five school and had the resources and the coaching, and maybe they didn't play for another 2 years, but they got better.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they hit the transfer portal or they stick around, an opportunity comes up, that's a lot better for them.
Be a different situation.
It's entirely possible, the same way that leaving and going somewhere else could also help you as well. Like nothing is off the table, but it feels like, oh, shiny new object. Let's all jump over to that thing before it now bites us all in the ass. And then
you don't have a period of time to do it. Right?
No.
It's not just like the ice cream's out there 365 days a year. It's like, okay, we've kept you without ice cream for the last 3 months.
And we've teased you with ice cream. Oh, isn't ice cream so delicious?
And I'm going to put this out here. This ice cream, we're just going to leave this year, okay? 15 days.
You can do whatever you want. We're not going to tell you what to do. But
no, absolutely.
If you want something sweet, have some.
Yeah.
Because it's there for you.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Last little stat before we get to the most interesting piece of garbage that I've ever read in my life. So in terms of transfers, the numbers, 95 of these 497 scholarship transfers are defensive linemen. 94 are defensive backs, the two positions most hitting the transfer portal. Interesting to me that both are on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
Any particular reason you feel like that
I'm
is?
I'm trying to think of one. I don't see it. Like, they're big position rooms, obviously, but like, I wouldn't think quarterback's up there because there's just so few of them comparatively.
Yeah.
But like every other position, you know, it's relatively similar. I mean, I don't know what the like third and fourth and fifth most were, if it was like close or not. But I don't know.
Defense,
maybe defense translates a little bit better. Like offense, you're in an offensive system, you stick around and you learn it. Defense, maybe you just kind of understand that I can't grow in this system or I can grow if I don't get an opportunity, or it's a lot less likely. I don't think that there's a very specific reason for that I can at least think of.
I think the only thing that I can necessarily think of is you can never have too many defensive backs.
That's fair.
You can never have too many defensive linemen, whether that be in the interior or the outside, rushing the passer. Those are positions of need for everybody. Everybody will use a 5-star, 4-star blue chip edge rusher or a lockdown corner that can shut down a team's opposing number one wide receiver. So guys that fall down the depth chart at their respective university, portal season opens. Hey, guess what? Maybe another school will be able to use me a little bit better. Arizona State. Woods, he's a defensive back at the portal.
If you go back to your previous fantastic point of just the fact that like a lot of guys are being sold on false promises, right? And like you said, everybody needs a lot of defensive linemen. So maybe coaches are more likely to get in a defensive lineman or defensive back's ear and say, "I can do this for you, this for you, this for you, this for you, because I want you over here. I'll take a shot,"
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe just because it's a bigger position of need and a position that people can kind of talk themselves into, like the potential side of it a little bit more, and like just the raw physical aspects of it. Because if you notice, a lot of these people that are transferring coming out of high school, like four stars, high 3-star guys, and athletically and just from a base level, you could talk yourself into them. And so maybe coaches are just more prone to go and chase after those types of guys.
That's fair. That is fair. Look, we will get to the last topic that we've got today. But first, I want to tell you about something good. Okay. A little bit about our friends over at Circle K. Eric, I tell you every day, stop there at least once, usually twice a day, pick up, you know, a little drink, a little snacky snack, a little treaty. It's what I do over at Circle K. I actually filled up on my way home yesterday. Thankfully, they've got this thing called Inner Circle.
So I
was able to save
gas.
3 cents per gallon. And if you're just signing up for Inner Circle, they're going to help you save 25 cents per gallon on your first 5 fill-ups. And like I said, 3 cents per gallon every single day after that. I can't think of a membership program off the top of my head that's going to help you save money every single day that you are using it. But Inner Circle is definitely
free
one.
Too. That's the thing.
It is free. Get every 6th free too on a selection of those Circle K products, pizza, coffee, ice cold fountain drinks, and more. Not to mention, if maybe one of those isn't your go-to, it's okay. Hop into your local Circle K because they've got 1,000,005 different locations and they've got 1,000,006 different options for you wherever you go. Something for everybody at Circle K. Join Inner Circle for free by downloading that Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
I know you're a Circle K guy. I'm also a Circle K guy through and through, but I'm also a Desert Financial Credit Union
You
guy.
Are, you are.
And that might sound a little facetious at first, like, oh, Eric's just reading off of it. No, like, I'm being serious.
No,
he's
dead serious.
Like, before I got here, well before I got here, only place I've ever kept my money is with Desert Financial Credit Union. And lucky me, the official retail banking partner of Arizona State University, where I also happen to go to school. So I'm just through and through with DFCU. That rhymed. For more than 84 years, Desert Financial has been Arizona's largest, most trusted local credit union, dedicated to creating exceptional experiences by giving back to the community and providing financial solutions that make lives better. Now, I don't have the most complicated financial problems right now, but I do have simple ones. And sometimes the simple problems are the ones that are hardest to get fixed. And you go to another bank and they're just mean to you. They make you feel like crap because you lost your debit card for the 5th time in the 5th straight month. And, you know, they poo-poo on you, right? They just poo-poo, get out of here. Not DFCU. They're friendly. They're nice. And every other time I've actually had any questions, anything financially, they've been there for me. They've brought me into like a little office room and they sat me down and ran me through the numbers. And they're very, very nice, kind people. And on top of all that, they want to give you free money. I don't know why I said all the other crap, like all the emotional stuff. They're gonna give you free money, okay? $200 in your account right now if you open a free checking account online with Desert Financial Credit Union. Plus, you get a choice of 3 ASU Visa debit cards. Just go to desertfinancial.com/ASU to get started. Get your $200 and get a card that reps maroon and gold through and through.
Okay, so
do we have to?
We do, because I'm skimming it again, and it's just blasphemous.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
So if you're somebody that gets upset easily, like myself, okay? I'm glad I wore a red shirt for this today. You guys need to buckle up, okay? Because new Greg Moore article just dropped, okay? Now, I'm going to give Greg Moore some credit, okay? I'm going to give him a singular piece of credit here. He knows how to piss people off, okay? He knows how to piss people off with the single card that he has used in every single article that I have ever seen. And in this one, if you haven't seen it, I believe the headline has since been changed this morning.
It has been changed.
So, the initial article was NCAA investigation hammers Arizona State football, but Herm Edwards never had a chance. Now, you're like, that's an interesting
take,
headline to maybe read. And then you go throughout the article, and I'm just going to read a couple snippets of this whole thing. Okay. Again, talking about the investigation, Herm Edwards, Ray Anderson, and everything. I'm going to try and keep my cool. It's going to be difficult. Okay. It's going to be difficult. So part of the articles, it starts, I'll read you the first couple graphs. Says the NCAA investigation into accusations of illegal recruiting during the pandemic found evidence of misconduct by Arizona State football coaches and a lack of oversight by Coach Herm Edwards. There are plenty of smug people in Tempe saying, quote, I told you so, and who can blame them? They said it wasn't going to work, and it didn't. I just wonder whether they'll realize their culpability in the mess this whole thing turned into.
What if I told you it was your fault that Herm Edwards messed up?
And not for the reason you think. Edwards was a polarizing hire. His predecessor, Todd Graham, had been popular, if limited. ASU fans tend to have delusional expectations, so it's your fault and you're crazy. And Edwards hadn't coached in a game that counted in a decade. Still, the explosion that followed the announcement was completely out of proportion and, frankly, racist.
Yeah, that's the knockout blow at the end of that. And I want to before
excuse
okay,
me?
I want to before we dive into this, acknowledge that we are two white men who are going to be talking about this, and there are certain things that simply we in our position would not fully understand. That being said, we were both around when Herm Edwards was hired.
I was at the press conference.
We were very intimate with the entire situation. Was it beloved, renowned? No. But it was not that reaction. The doubts were real. The doubts were, what has he done recently? Is he somebody that can come in and manage a college football program? But I've told people I was on the train. Like, there was an overall, like, yeah, there was a sense of optimism and positivity.
You were Team Herm.
As well. And it's just, it's a tough... Yeah, it's a tough look to just chalk it up to that and say that's the way that it is. And like, again, that's accounting for there are certain things that me and you just simply can't understand due to the positions that we're in. But I don't think it's fair to just attribute that blanketly to racism. I don't think that that's fair.
So again, just to recap so far in the first like six graphs, Tempe is delusional, racist, and it's your fault that Herm cheated. Right, that's accurate as to what we've read so far.
Yeah, I would say that that's the general vibe. And I don't want to go through and read the whole thing. I think that's a little bit too much. But basically, like, saying that the reason why people didn't give him a chance, and that if we had given him a better chance and a more warm welcome, still be around.
Let me read one more.
Okay, go
one
ahead.
More.
Go ahead.
But if he had been welcomed with patience and optimism rather than anger and skepticism, he could still be in the job today.
Just completely overlooking the fact that he broke so many rules and that he
brought in Jaden Daniels, he says.
Okay, what happened with that?
Let me just really, really quickly. You know, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here. So, people that, and I'll tell you, I didn't like the Herm Edwards hire. I didn't like the Herm Edwards hire for a number of reasons. One, he was an average coach in the NFL. True or false?
Yeah, he's fine.
He had never coached in college football as a head coach.
Correct.
He was hired at the time by an already disliked athletic director who happened to be his friend and his agent while he was playing in the league. That screams backward ass shit right there. And when he got to Arizona State, his opening press conference, he didn't even know the fucking mascot. That's what, four or five reasons why people didn't like Herm Edwards. That's without even mentioning that Herm Edwards had been 170 years removed from college fucking football.
Yeah. And he also, like, he compares it to, like, the NFL having a diversity problem, but Herm was kind of the first coach that helped break that barrier. And then he said he did it again in college football, where he shows up to Tempe 20 years later, did it again as black coaches started getting opportunities in college football. Herm Edwards is not, like, he wasn't some martyr who was unfairly
shunned. He cheated!
And he says, like...
He was 18 and 28! He cheated!
And he
mentioned
says,
Jane Daniels! He won a Heisman somewhere else! What'd you do with him, Herm? 8-5. People didn't like Herm because Herm was Herm. That's why. Every now and then, you talk to your grandpa, right? You talk to your grandpa, it's great. You love Gramps. What do you love most about Gramps, aside from the fact that he's family? You love that he just says some wild shit from time to times. Guess what? That's why people fucked with Herm Edwards when they did. It's because you could ask him about the quarterback competition, and Eric, he'd tell you how much he fucking loved recess 87 fucking years ago. That's why people liked Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards was a bad football coach. He was a bad individual to be in Tempe leading young men because he was a fucking cheater, a liar, and he didn't know, or he did know, what was happening under his nose. You pick which is worse. It's not Tempe and ASU fans' fault, okay, that Herm Edwards decided that he was going to cheat.
Yeah. And so, okay.
Dumbass shit.
I said I wasn't going to read. Again, treat the mics with some respect.
Fucking horseshit, dude.
Okay, well, Toe Tree is gone. There was one more thing that I think we should read from here. It said, but the way Edwards was greeted pushed everyone to rush the process of building a winner and apparently take shortcuts. Edwards didn't do enough to supervise and monitor the guys working for him, according to the NCAA. If that's true, that's on him. But Edwards never has been, nor can I imagine him ever being, a micromanager. He's a guy who sets the vision, then trusts his people to execute it. ASU should have hired as many compliance officers as assistant coaches, because the NCAA rulebook is probably thicker than a stack of dictionaries. My guess is that Edwards skimmed it like we skim the legalese that comes with getting a new email address or downloading an app.
Okay.
To say that in defense of somebody, to say, you know, it's not really their fault because they probably just skimmed the rules like a fucking email, and it's all our fault for saying we set the expectations for the guys who came in and said, oh, by the way, this is an NFL feeder program now. This is a train. You better get on it. And if you're not on it, you're going to regret it, because success is coming. This was the initial press conference. This is how we were introduced to the man. It wasn't Herm Edwards gets hired and ASU fans are standing up going, bring us a winner. We need to win right now. Please get all, oh man, do everything that you can. Please just cheat, because if you don't win now, we're out. No, you promised that. You promised that. You showed up. You did that. You built your staff. If Herm Edwards wasn't able to read through all the legalese that comes with being a head coach in college football, you either A, are not supposed to be a head coach in college football, or B, it's on him to go to your university and say, I need help. But instead, he ignored it. He made stupid decisions. He trusted people who should not have been trusted. They broke rules and he turned a blind eye. Then he got bought out and now he's getting punished just by getting his entire contract back. Like, it's stupid. Right?
Yeah, and then they paid him to leave.
And to say that that's something that somebody else did to them, the whole moral of the Herm Edwards, Ray Anderson era at ASU is that they did it to themselves. Nobody else did this to them. Nobody forced them to do anything. Nobody told them that they have to cheat. Nobody put unwarranted expectations and pressure on them because they felt like they had to. No, they did that to themselves.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And like, racism is a massive issue. Right? And to chalk it up to the reason why Herm Edwards didn't work out is because all ASU fans are racist, and it's racist for putting the expectations
that's
on them.
That's like so and crazy,
it's,
bro.
It's just it.
That,
it
you know how many OGs I would have to take to come up with that fucking argument?
Hopefully it doesn't matter how many you take.
100 bags. I'd have to be on 1,000,000 milligrams of THC to be so high that I blame the Herm Edwards debacle on the fans. That's crazy. And the whole idea of it's ASU's fault for not hiring enough compliance officers because Herm was an old man
it's
who couldn't read the book.
It's hiring Herm Edwards.
Look at this. First off, that's just, I'm trying to pick apart the argument. The idea here that comparing it to Reed, right? The legal part of when you hit terms and conditions accept. Hey, Eric, when you get a new email address and you have to click the checkbox that you read the terms and conditions, do you get a four-year, $12 million contract for that
I
shit?
I wish. I wish.
Right, so your responsibility is very slim
yeah,
in that
it's
situation.
A lot different. Okay.
Herm Edwards got fucking money for that shit. He got money because it was his fucking job. Hey, guess what? My job here to host a podcast on top of a bunch of other duties. I do them. Why? Because it's my job. Do I delegate from time to time? Absolutely. Do I check with those individuals to make sure that they're doing the shit right in the way that they're supposed to? Absolutely. Because guess what? A 10-year-old could fucking tell you that that's what you need to do. But not Herm Edwards, not Grandpa fucking Herman, okay? Herman instead decided, hey, you know what? You do it. You do it. Hey, you, whatever you need to do,
yeah.
Fucking do it, man.
This is
I'm getting paid. It's my job. It's my job to know this shit.
And even if, okay, even if you don't know it, right? Even if you don't know it and you are so well aware that you are out of your depth, right? Tell them. Have somebody figure it out for you. Don't just pretend like it's okay. And that's how you know that he didn't give a shit about the program. He didn't give a shit about the university. He wanted to basically just have fun and prove that he could do it. And that's it. And it's not just us that are annoyed. AZ Cats G with a $2 super chat. Thank you for your $2. Even as a Wildcat fan, this article annoyed me. Like, listen, Herm Edwards' flame out and Ray Anderson and Herm Edwards' dismantling of the entire ASU athletics program has nothing to do with race. People were not out on Herm Edwards. People were not out on Herm Edwards at the end of his era because of his race. They were out on Herm Edwards because of his actions, because of his gross negligence, and because of the responsibilities that he neglected every single day.
Forget the cheating. Let's forget the cheating.
He wasn't a good football coach.
He was 18-28. 18-28. And I'm gonna give you $3 million to fucking not let the door hit your ass on the way out. That is fucking bullshit. That is crazy. Find me another coach with zero success at the college level that would be able to get away with being 18-28 and then get paid money to leave after cheating. You're not going to find one. Doesn't exist out there, probably in the history of college athletics. Guys, that's going to do it. Hit that like button if you enjoy the content and you hated that fucking article like the rest of us did. If you enjoyed the content, give us a follow at @PHNX_SunDives. You can follow me at @Anthony_Totri. You can follow this guy right here, the guy I'm delegating my shit to, at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. In the
meantime, just remember, Totri's always right.
Go Devils. And peace.